On patrol Longboat Key Police, reports week of June 19, 2026, June 12, felony, 7:13 a.m. Officer Nazareno, while on patrol in the 4000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, observed a white Fiat that was noted as the owner possibly having a warrant. While driving through Bayfront Park, Officer Nazareno ran the tag and received a positive hit via Elvis for the driver. The vehicle was occupied by a white male and parked in Bayfront Park. Officer Nazareno requested backup and stayed in the area until Sergeant Butler and officers arrived on scene. Upon arrival, Officer Maple made contact with the driver and confirmed he was the registered owner of the vehicle. The driver was detained, and the Manatee County warrant was confirmed through dispatch. The driver was taken to Sarasota County Jail by officers for booking. Based on the active warrant, the man was taken to Sarasota County for illegal killing slash possessing slash capturing of alligator slash crocodilia slash eggs and contributing to delinquency or dependency of a child. The man was transported to Sarasota County Jail by Officer Maple without incident. The vehicle was locked and keys given to the man at his request. The man informed he must make arrangements for vehicle or it could be towed. Case clear. Noise 8:18 p.m. Officer Martinson was dispatched to the 4800 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive on a noise complaint. Upon arrival, Officer Martinson walked to the grilling area next to the beach and located the loud music. He found the owner of the stereo on the beach and advised him the music was too loud. He apologized and the music was turned off. Case clear. June 13th. Person, 8:25 a.m. Officer Maple, while on patrol in the 5500 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, was flagged down by an older man on a bicycle who stated a man was lying down on the sidewalk about 1/4 mile south of the location. Upon Officer Maple's arrival, he observed a 30-year-old male, shaggy red beard, red hat, yellow shirt, red shorts, red croc shoes, lying down on his back in the middle of the sidewalk on the east side of Gulf of Mexico Drive. When approached, the man stated he was recently released from the hospital and was walking south to a beach near Publix and asked for a ride. A check of the individual produced negative results. The man could not confirm what beach he was looking for and thought Lido Key might be the right location. After a required pat-down was conducted, the man was given a lift to the 100 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive without incident. Case clear. June 14th. Person, 12:11 p.m. Officer Nazareno was dispatched to Gulfside Road for a suspicious person call where the caller stated that a man with no shirt, blue shorts, and riding a bicycle was taking pictures of property in the area. Upon making contact with the complainant, he said that the bicyclist did not step into his property but took a picture from the street in front of his house. He also said that the man was taking pictures of the vacant property next door. The man was last seen by the complainant traveling southbound on Gulfside Road towards Gulf of Mexico Drive. Officer Nazareno conducted an area canvas and made contact with the man and advised him that a 911 call was made about him taking pictures of properties. The man stated that he was taking pictures of listings and properties from the street and voluntarily showed Officer Nazareno his cell phone pictures, which consisted of photos taken from the public street. No criminal activity reported. Case clear. June 15th. Person, 1:45 p.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to the 3100 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a suspicious person. The woman reported she believed the man was living in the van and changing in public. She reported the same incident previously on June 11th. Upon arrival, Officer Troyer observed the man in the van. He knew the man by name due to having previous contact. Officer Troyer informed the man why he was contacting him and asked him about his business. The man said he was not a customer of any businesses in the plaza, however, he was parking to use the public beach access. Officer Troyer apprised the man of town ordinance which prohibited camping and asked him to use public parking if he was using the public beach access. The man agreed he would move and did not want to cause any issues with anyone. Officer Troyer spoke with the complainant who said she was concerned because this has been an ongoing issue for approximately a month now, where the man would park on private property and change in public, but not being a patron to the businesses either. The complainant also had concerns as the man's intentions parking on the property also. The complainant said she was good friends with the property owner who previously advised the man not to park on the property unless he was doing business with the shops at the location. The complainant said the man continued to park on the property though. case clear. June 16, Marine Rescue, 12:40 a.m. Officer Castro responded to the 4600 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a marine rescue. A concerned citizen called 911 to report a swimmer she believed was struggling in the water. According to the caller, the swimmer had been in the water for approximately 1 hour and was far from shore. Marine units arrived on scene and made contact with the swimmer, who stated he was fine and did not require assistance. Case clear, trespassing. 5:02 p.m. SGT. Montfort responded to the 6700 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a trespassing of numerous people with dump trucks. The complainant owns the plaza and requested contact. Sergeant Montfort contacted the complainant, who apprised him of the incident and said the residents of a home across the street were receiving numerous deliveries of sand to backfill the seawall located on the property. The dump truck, which were delivering the sand, were parking in his lot while waiting for their turn to be offloaded. The complainant said he did not give the operator nor the homeowner of the house for the truck to park there. Sergeant Montfort patrolled to the plaza and located numerous dump trucks parked and idling. Sergeant Montfort gathered the group of drivers and advised them of the situation, and that the owner of the property wished for them to vacate. Sergeant Montfort then patrolled the home and spoke to the homeowner's assistant, who was overseeing the beach delivery project. Sergeant Montfort advised the homeowner of the parking issue with the truck and the after-hours noise violation. Sergeant Montfort subsequently issued the woman a civil warning for violation of the town's sound regulations. The homeowner complied and all noise ceased for the evening. Case clear. Person, 8:12 p.m. Officer Van Dyke responded to the 3500 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a suspicious person. Upon arrival, Officer Van Dyke located a man and woman beside a tent near the beach access. The subjects were observed collecting their belongings in order to exit as Officer Van Dyke arrived on scene. Officer Van Dyke educated the subjects on town ordinance. No formal written warning was issued, since the subjects were compliant and cooperative. Case clear. June 17, boat 11 a.m. Officer Beret, while on patrol, observed a disabled vessel on the east side of Longboat Pass Bridge. The vessel had the anchor line caught in its propeller. Officers assisted the captain in removing the line from the propeller. Case clear. June 18, missing property, 3:05 p.m. Officer Maple was notified by dispatch of an individual that would like to place a police report for a stolen/missing Florida ID card. Officer Maple spoke to the complainant on the phone, and he said while working at a job site on Longboat Key, his ID went missing and believes it might have been stolen or may be missing. The complainant stated he lost other cards, but he is having them replaced. Officer Maple instructed the complainant to come to the station to file a formal report if he believes he might be a victim of a crime. The man then stated he will just get it replaced as he is not positive it was stolen and was more worried about someone trying to use it as a false ID. The complainant was instructed to follow up with Longboat Key if he had any other concerns or wanted to make a formal report for a stolen ID. Case clear.